This audio is brought to you by easyhypnosis.ca.
Please don't listen to this audio while driving or doing anything that requires your full attention. This audio is created for you with a very specific goal to help you get in touch with your motivation to stop smoking. Whether you choose to book a session with us or not, this audio will assist you on your way of stopping smoking easily and naturally, while guiding you through a series of empowering questions and activities. All you need to do is to listen and allow the answers to emerge for you and insights to be revealed and to ignite your motivation to stop smoking once and for all. For starters, I'd like to ask you to find a comfortable position, whether it's sitting or lying down, in a safe and quiet place where you won't be disturbed for the next 15 minutes or so. And take a few deep breaths with exhalation longer than inhalation. That's right. Appreciating the simple act of breathing the clean, fresh air. And gradually getting in touch with your body through this natural, fundamental act of breathing. And as you are breathing like that, there is no need for you to do anything else other than enjoy this moment of calm and stillness. And I'd like you to think about breathing as the very first thing people do when they're born, and the very last thing they do in life. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you're breathing. Whether it's a rapid breathing or deep and relaxed, like now, you're inhaling and exhaling air all the time, without thinking about it or controlling it much. It happens automatically, unconsciously, specifically tailored for the task at hand, depending on your current physiological needs. And right now, just by allowing your breathing to slow down and deepen, you can start to feel a bit more relaxed. Especially if you deliberately choose this relaxation to spread and wrap you in an imaginary warm, comfy blanket. And soon, you might notice that you feel much more calm and comfortable here and now. And it's a perfect moment to engage your creative and imaginative thinking, to ignite your desire to stop that old habit of smoking for good. Yet first, let's explore some possibilities that open up for you in the future. In a moment, I'd like you to imagine yourself 1 year from now, having successfully stopped smoking, and looking back at your life with a sense of accomplishment and gratitude. And how do you look? Just imagine, fast forward in time, a year from now, breathing in clean and fresh air and feeling free of that old habit that you used to have. What positive changes happened in your life during this year? And your most probably notice that your health improved a lot and you can breathe easily and are much more physically fit. Whatever physical activity means for you, you are that much better at it now, just because your body is free from unnecessary toxins of smoke. And what does being in better health mean for you? Maybe it allows you to engage in some fun activities alone or with your loved ones. Or be more productive at work. Or feel more confident in everything you do. Or gain more years ahead of you. What is important here? Many people get surprised when they calculate how much they spend on cigarettes in 1 year. And maybe you've already done this calculation and you know the approximate numbers. Or you didn't quite think of it. Yet, you can do it now. Simply coming up with an approximate amount of money that you saved during this smoke-free year. And now, here comes a much more interesting question. What would you do with all that money? Most probably, you can find some creative and cool ideas about how to spend it, to make a good use of it, that will enable you to enjoy this other dimension of freedom even more. And now, just think about all those nuisances and annoyances that you were able to avoid after you stopped smoking 1 year ago. All those places where smoking is not allowed are open for you now with no limits and hassle. You have successfully avoided that feeling of embarrassment. As you might have noticed by now, smoking is not perceived as being cool anymore. And those pervasive, unpleasant smells in your hair, in your clothes, in your car are gone. Everything is fresh and clean now. From your lungs to your fingers and clothes. Take a moment to think about other significant things that you got from stopping that old habit. Important changes in your life. Progress and inspiration. Health and energy. Relationships and self-appreciation. What else is better now? How people see you differently now? Smoking was a habit, and a while ago it had a positive intention. It was doing something good for you. But is it now? It was probably linked to social interactions, or relaxing breaks and pauses in your life. Now, the question to your creative mind is, what are the choices you can generate now that are equally satisfying, immediate, yet also safe for you, to support you in a new and healthy way? What can you do differently as a non-smoker? The more you think about it, the easier it is to see how many choices you can create for yourself from now on, so that in 1 year from now, you look back and thank your current self for the best possible choice you made. Now, in a moment, we begin the most important part of this audio. Please pay attention to the following simple activity and repeat it every day to see a real positive change. Just imagine yourself now going through your day as a non-smoker, refusing cigarette with a sense of pride and freedom and ease, because with all you know now, you have the power of choice. So just imagine your day from the moment you wake up till the moment you fall asleep, and go through every single moment of your day when you used to smoke, and see yourself acting differently. As a non-smoker, you naturally are. Behaving in a healthy way, easily and effortlessly. The more you imagine it, the more it becomes reality. Because right now, you are creating new neural pathways of your new and improved identity. Each time you imagine yourself as a non-smoker means you will behave in a new healthy way easily. Just keep imagination rolling every day. Simply go through all the moments of your day and give yourself high five. You're doing great. Progress and inspiration. Health and energy. Non-smoker. Relationships and self-appreciation. And keep seeing yourself behaving as a non-smoker. Each and every moment that used to be difficult is easier now. Just imagine in detail how you behave as a non-smoker, how easy it is to refuse the cigarette. It's a thing from your past. Just imagine doing this. And the more you imagine it, non-smoker, the stronger becomes this new neural pathway of a non-smoker. 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 Now, many people erroneously think that smoking is more addiction than a habit. But think again. If it was true, then nicotine replacement therapy would be 100% effective, and it's not. It increases the likelihood of quitting by merely 15%. You can accomplish the most powerful change of habit on your own when you are fed up with that old habit, and you use your imagination to see yourself as a non-smoker every day. Every day. Every day. To reinforce this change and make it permanent. Now. Because your mind doesn't know the difference between reality and fantasy. And the more you imagine yourself being a non-smoker, the faster you become one. You're creating new neural pathways right now. Each time you imagine yourself as a non-smoker, which means you will behave in a new healthy way easily. Just keep listening to this audio for several days and get back to it whenever you feel you need it. And keep imagination rolling. And the last question I'd like to ask you today is this. What one simple thing you can do right now to ensure your success? I don't really know, but you know what's the next step for you to support yourself and free yourself starting now. Congratulations on your healthy new life. And now, at your own pace, in your own time, you can slowly return to here and now, feeling fully refreshed and energized, being a non-smoker.